mind, but the Inyan of Pesach, the Tzurim of Pesach, is always self. Let's start off with the Shiurim. I'll keep the Shiur of Hebrew Kochim, because it's just easier, but a Pesach Batsim is, has a size of between 8 to 10 centimeters. But the silent question, what's the size of the door? Really, first, really, we have like four questions: the size of the height. First, what's the size of the chalal of the door? What's the size of the door itself? What's the size of the door post? What's the size of the room? And because all four are the same thing, the place we're really discussing, the Ramah by us being down, the size of the chalal of the door has to be 10 tefachim. Based upon the Gemara, by case of people, the Gemara says that it has to be 10 tefachim. The chalal of the door itself has to be 10 tefachim. The mezuzah also. The doorpost on the side also have to be 10 tefachim. Now the doorpost does not have to reach all the way to the mastery. The loss is very clear, the person will say, that the loss of only a doorpost go 10 tefachim high, that's enough. Then as long as it's after the mastery, the same thing, the head of the door also has to be 10 tefachim. That we already mentioned last time. And also the room itself, once you walk in, also says them. It also has to be 10 tefachim. Each dead, you load it up from the doorway, which any door usually, if any doorway is 10 tefachim, usually the room itself is 10 tefachim. Just cases I've seen around, that 10 tefachim is, first my brother is very interesting, he had a halal, he had a door, which I don't think is even 10 tefachim, and he made it in the bathroom where they put a shower inside, and they put, the room is not 10 tefachim, a shower inside, and a toilet inside, and the same thing watching the Arabs try to crawl in there and put in the toilet, and so why is this kid, it's one little kid, for them it's perfect height, perfect size, and the mice is no problem, it's very small, it's very, yeah, it's next to the guest room, they're very not convenient, they have to go down a flight to go use the bathroom. But it's very cute. My kids love it. Mice is only a 10th welcome, it's one option. You see, the mice are love a 10th welcome. Another case got it by a family by the Swiss trader also before that door looks like a little more than 10th welcome. Before, the reason why you put it there is not you see about Nossa, even though he steps in maybe a foot or two to get things from the corner without that closet passion apart from the Zuzo. Again, more is a, when you have a door less than 10. When you have a door less than 10, I mentioned last time, either by a coat room or by a kasna, they have half doors. You have to know if it's less than 10, you do not make a brach on that doorway. If it's more than 10, if you get it before. Same thing also. Sorry? It depends. Most of them have to close up whenever they want. But Vincent holds it. So, usually America they all have, because they have money. And so, we do whatever we need, and nothing more than that. But since they don't need to close the top, they just only have the bottom of it, so a lot of places. If the door itself that they close, the half door, is not 10 tefachim high, you have no door. You have no door, then the lachos don't make a bracha. Near a door. We have my colleagues near Dalton, not Dalton, we watch what's around Bump. The Dallas also has to be 10 tefachim. Just like the doorway has to be, we pass the door itself also be a 10 tefachim. Now, it can be either by the half door by the courtroom, or also when you put up a gate by your kid by the steps, and you put a gate over there without giving out half more than usually those gates are less than 10 tefachim. Again, so even if you put off, you also not make a bracha. Why is it less than 10 tefachim? That's not the size of the doors, you will not make a bracha. That being said, the height-wise. Now, besides the width, how wide does the doorway itself have to be? So, again, it comes from the sugya of Kippa. Gemara says it mentioned the shear of 10 by 4. Now, my colleagues will get to chat. They're asking the Rambam or other Rishonim what it means. But based upon that figure coming from the rhythm of the Iri, the one time that you need also the 10 in height, also the 4 in width. To walk through the ground floor in width, it's actually the Pesach of the core of the Alma, that's the hole in the wall. Now, on the page over here, it's not clear, but my the green, it's the Kron Gimel being down, but clearly it's not put on Shulchan Aruch 10. It says, Avada the green says, need 4. The Shach early in the Reish Tevol says, Avada means 4 Tvachim. And our person would say, the Lost means 4 Tvachim. Less than that, you cannot, there's no mezuzah, so it's not a doorway. At Salashay, those who disagree, they wanted Mahal Shushain, the Ramadan hold that way. And therefore, they say until 3 tefachim, the Azitan of Rosh Hashanah says, 3 tefachim, you'll be chayav mezuzah. However, they say without a bracha. Maitis Mahal Shushain passes between the Rambam and the Rashi. And therefore, 3 tefachim, you'll put up a mezuzah. And 4, you put up with a bracha. Now, less than 3, the person would say, the school Alma is, no, you already don't put up a mezuzah. That's lovered, it's tefachim, it's closed off totally. Between 3 and 4, that's a shiloh, that's a 2, it's a Pesach, and 4. Less than 3, that's not a mezuzah, the Pesach, that's a sukkum, that's closed off, that a vada is not a Pesach, it says less than 3, a vada and nochi mezuzah, says the right question.
Yes, you have to get through.
Yeah, so it depends on how big you are. Some people, so they discuss, if you have two doorways, and this is really your second doorway, that might be nothing also, because you go after the ikki, it's your vatan also. Let's say you only have one small doorway, one narrow doorway. So it depends, again, so the person say, if it's less than 3 of the holidays, no problem. three or four be machlokes throw without a bracha, and one or four body block with a bracha. Now that's just how the width of the doorway itself, the width of the doorpost and the post of the ladder, there's no share. Also in the discuss, what about the thickness of the doorpost, or the thickness of the maskri? Well, what's the share? Well, it isn't a bookie issue, but discuss the Gemara, when the Gemara says it's a shkuti, what a shkuti means, is that the doorpost and the door, and really the maskri, has to be a tefach. The maskri itself has to be a tefach. How would a person don't bring it down? Even the mukhi yesh himself is only one pshat, it's not shayla how he paskins. And therefore the person will be ikur that any doorpost, even a mashu, has no shear, as long as you can hang things from the doorpost, or a doorway, or the door frame, the person can only say no problem. But any shear of a door frame, which is the voice, or the master, or the master of the lintel in English, only have a master, that's enough to mechayev you. By Erev of the only shallah is one out of the thickness of the no shallah. The shallah is you have to have something can hold cash, it has to be hold the doorway of the cash. How strong does it have to be? So you have a wire that's very strong that can hold the delta cash, no problem. So the strength of it, that's a shallah. That's what my like is that that's such and says you have a sex that we make out of strength. But usually our doorways have no problem with that strength if it's a mashu. But again, our Erev, we usually don't have this hefter because we have fishing wire that we use. And that's very, very strong. You can hang even heavy doors on the fishing wire, it won't break. So you won't have a heavy kind of area should break. So basically what comes out, which is the door, what's the locker? Basically the locker is without a bracha, 10x3, and with a bracha, 10x4. Again, there's a talk here, and again, you have to translate it into practical terminology of whatever that means. Less than 10 is nothing. Less than 10 is nothing. Why? That's a more. Today, right, less than 10 is nothing. Fine. Now, some of the Machabi starts off in the Balaam and says, what do you really need for a mastery? He says, first of all, you need a two mezuzot, two doorposts, and you need a mastery, a lintel. So first, you go through what a mastery is, what defines it. So again, it's clear the place would say, you don't have any mastery, you have nothing there above this potter. Why with my mockabird? The Bush explains from the Torah says, by the case of the Shemus Dam, by the Korah Pesach, it says, our mastery are stay mezuzot. Says the Bush, why say by the Shemus Dam, by the Korah Pesach? Come to Megaliu that by case of mezuzah, you need both, you need Zayin mezuzah, and Zayin maskeret. And that's clear about how the person goes. Without a maskeret, you put from mezuzah. Now we have to find what a maskeret is. Now there is just one challenge they do discuss, which I'm hungry to be makele, is what you say you need a maskeret, make it into a doorway. Let's say you have a door there itself. Let's say you have a door without a maskeret. Are you high for it? What's not Nakamino in numerous places that have gates around their house, it has no maskeret, and the gate opens up. And there is no master. There is, so the Pittsburgh army has like four ICs. They want to get involved. One time you should be master, because our place in the hold. The holy side of the master is Megalus. They just make it the doorway. You have the door with Matthias. Might be clawed on Hogan, except for one person, one Rosh Hashanah's house and one sword. Otherwise, clawed on Hogan is by gates. When there's a door there, the Maestro, you do not put up in the door. So why is the Maestro says master? The Mechabit says master. And not a simon, it's part of the tsuah of the Pesach, the tsuah of the Pesach, and believe that, not the Pesach, Torah is not Machayev, it's Pashas Lavush, Torah is saying, Torah is Maskeret, Mina Maskeret, it's not a simon by Alma, tell you have a doorway and the door is not. The Sivah to make into tsuah of the Pesach, so that's John Hogel. So again, basically, anytime you have a gate, again, everyone in the Bapish has gates usually for the backyard, so and there's always a gate to get to it, so that will probably be the same Shaila, and then Hogel is going to make it over there. Even though you have 10 fucking in the fire, it's no problem, the Maestro get no Maskeret. So no good thing make even though you have a door over there. Now, also, when you have this maskeret, the mezuzahs don't have to reach to it, that's why. There is a shiloh by a maskeret. Sometimes you have a doorpost going up and up, both sides, but the maskeret is in front, or in the back. It's not mamish on top of it. The shiloh is what's the law in that case. There's numerous places where we get to, well, the different case we'll get to, but in front to back. Now the real the shayla is the Masham really sets it off. He says, but in the case of sukkah, clear the doorpost. The maskeret has to be on top the doorpost. If not, it's nothing. But in the case of klayim, it's like character. In the front, it can even be in front. The shayla, you know, go that time and clear. What's mezuzah? Mezuzah like sukkah. Mezuzah like klayim. So shayla, machlokes. Those ones say potel. Those ones say chayim. Therefore, the leakage from what noisier to do without a bracha. If you have a maskeret in front of your mezuzah, you can put off without a bracha. A similar challenge they discuss also when the maskeret is in between your mezuzahs. Usually the maskeret should be on top of your mezuzah, top of your doorpost. In between your doorpost, your doorpost going up and lower down in between. Also, the shalos maholim are placed in. Also, those who want a tiny, you should put up without a bracha. Those who are tzarkim, the shalos back and forth. There's cases where the practical they discuss The long case usually with air conditioned vents. Now usually what you have, if you have maskers on both sides, and you have an air conditioned vent. Now first the question to discuss, what is an air conditioned vent? Is it a maskers? Was it not? Like Chazik Tikro. So the way how they built it now, the olden times you'll see it wasn't that way. It was very clear, it was air conditioned vent, it was metal, all the shivas were very clear. They didn't build moist of anything to it. Now they try to hide the fact that you have an air conditioned vent, and they try to, they put plaster around it, they put towels around it. It looks like a maskoid. So you're climbing to make it look like a maskoid. So even though when you had the olden times, the air conditioners, they weren't tiny, it was like a chazik tikkur. It's not to be a maskoid, it's clear it's not a maskoid, it's clear it's an air conditioner. Echanami, we have not to make the get of a maskoid. However, my name is the Ogre Walefka, that our air conditioners are coming to be, we camouflage it into our house to look like a maskoid. As a get of a maskoid, you come to close off areas, come to show that it's a maskoid. Doing mice in the binding, you're doing a shrapa to it. Can't pass the machlokes, but he understands he's what she talks about. But here's about Svadro. Something being wasted to the something that's coming to the chazik tikkun, coming to make it look like a doorpost or look like a mosque. Let's get to the mosque. So first comes out there those of Taino, which is a good svaro, and again it gets all the shadow by chassadus and similar sibo. He goes to she talks about guru balef to get it comes close off the area about the air conditioner to get to the mosque. If that's so, usually the air conditioner vents are in between the mosque or in front of the mosque. Usually not, they're not on top of the maskeris. It really depends when you put in the air conditioner. You put in later, you usually in between. You build it with a pillow that way, you might be on top. But it really depends how it's set off. But usually it's in front, or in between. Even though, as you get in the maskeris, come along the place in one time, nobody can make a brach on it. Because you have two doorposts going straight up, and mama should be between it. It's not top of the doorpost, it's in between the doorposts.
It doesn't reach the
side. No, it reaches the side. It goes all the way to the side.
Well, that's the end of the door.
Because the law says the maskeris is the top of the doorpost.
It's not only on top of it.
It goes in between, so maybe it's not together. The Torah says maskeris al mezuzah on top of the doorpost. Is the maskeris dafka on top, or even in between, or even in front? Again, some of the expedition events are in front of the doorpost. Sorry?
It doesn't look like a maskeris?
It does. It looks like a maskeris. It's a small place.
What's the shadow?
The way they're saying is that the car is still from flying and from Sukkot, the maskeret has to be on top of the doorpost.
It's wider than the mezuzah.
Either the two options, either in front of the mezuzah, that makes sense, right? Because I'm going to have a doorpost in front of the maskeret.
And it comes out of
right.
The door.
That's one option. Well, second way is that the mam should top, except the doorpost, you can see the doorpost is going higher, and it's in between it. Mam should be between. A lot of air conditioning events, this is what they put it in later on, you see doorpost going up, and it's lower down. So you see that this is very clear, and this is very clear. Might be sometimes even the space between at the end, fine, but that's where less of three is lower, lower space at the end. But my thing is it's in between. So a lot of the times in between is a shallow to your McQueen from the Zizu in that case. Yeah, so some say with the Rafa, some say without. It's not exactly clear, some say Tzachi, I'm not sure, and they're always usually Tzeruf from the one time. Now, most cases, you always have a Tzivu or Lapa, Tzivu, or Mekel, is you usually don't have a door in it. And walk without a door, you already mentioned, Makhlokis, Rosh, and the Rambam. So without a door is one Makhlokis. Well, here's a shadow, you have a mask of it now, don't look like this. So those ones, I have a sex, there you go. And also, some of you have less than $1, some of you there. There are numerous times where the person will get involved in our Shams Shita, that whenever you have a problem, we have a lack of the door, you know, name is Tav, or the Shitas, we make them have a sex, there you go. Which in most of these cases will happen this way. But in the case of get a mask, which we'll get back to, in the case of, what is it, let's say, the roof to the case of a mask. Regular roof without a lintel hanging down. We'll get to the case of Rosh Hashanah. But next thing we get, after mask, the case of mezuzah. What is the definition of mezuzah? The first is that you should have a little mic thinking now, that a mezuzah has to be something besides for the door, besides for the grill of the door, has to be a hasaf or another H, another piece on top of the doorpost itself to be bigger than the doorpost. We'll get there. We'll get back. Now, there is a unit of example. You should hold that the doctor is an other eight of Basel being wasted to a Meister Pleasant Factory. Not the way that Meister, once you have anything that's clearly defined as a doorpost, that's nothing to get as a doorpost. But either point out that anyway, we're Master, that we have to have doors to make a brothel. So once you have a door, it's clear that's a doorpost. Once you have a door on your doorpost, it's clear it's a doorpost. Avada, you make a bracha on any doorpost, even though it might be the same material the doorpost as the whole side door leading up to it, or the whole wall leading up to it. Same material, but it's very clear that might make a bracha. What? Then it stops, that's what I'm saying. Again, without a door, you're not going to make a bracha anyway. With the door, it's clearly defined that the doorpost, Avada, you make a bracha. And it's only Yisra Poshim and the Ritz on the Pasha are making which move when you have a door on it.
What's reading that when you're doing the
The door is not connected. What's our love for the one thing that my point is the mayor with the common? The mayor says, based on Josh the Postlik, Mibu Akariboy, that if you have one door post, you'll be high for it. So Hashem the Chomer holds your posse, one door post, you'll be potted for it. Now the Alokha is one of them explaining, very clear, that if it's on the left side, the Maestah is potter. Left side means death for us, there's always the left and the right, because it's where you're coming from. You're walking on the left side, it's going to be a door post, and none on the right side, think more of your potter. Now, there is a Ben Ishchad that says you have to put out a bracha, but it's not exactly clear exactly why. A Hashi, the Lot is clear among the Anhozo, that if something on the left side is actually a door post, La Lot, and if not, the Queen of the Zozo. However, on the right side, my place is to be able to come, and there's a shadow how exactly you're passing. The Wehau, the Rosh goes, the Eskel and others, they kind of, even on one side, on the right side, you're high. What are you passing like a mayor? That's how the Torah brings it down. And a lot of the Chayyim passes that way, that even on one side, just the right side, they pass him the Chayyim and passes with the Bracha. Abshad Hashem, the Raviyah, the Rear, the Riyah, they pass him with the Chomer. They pass him. You have to have two sides of the Torah, side on the right and side on the left. And then those who pass him like that also, be part of the Torah from the Zozo. And my son, Hog is like the Shach. The Shach brings down the Smachloikis, the Chomer versus the mayor, and the end of saying he put up on the Zozo, and it's only the right side. However, without a bracha, without a bracha. That's in the chayot, in the kitchen, all the leakers from go, that if you only have on the right and on the left, you get my place, home versus the mayor. And, well, it's usually on any door anyways, usually you'll have, anyway, besides the lack of the door, you won't make a bracha. And therefore, you do not make a bracha when you only have on the right and not on the left. Now, on this case of the clear masham, it's very important because it gets the common sex cycle. Okay, usually what happens, you have a door post on the right, so the shaft you put up without a bracha. You have a door post on the right without a door itself, without a door. What's the halacha? Can you make a lechativa or not? What's the shadow? The shadow is basically the form of a sex cycle. And it's probably a sack how to look at things. Come along with Masham says, first of all, we have a sex cycle. Without a door, from the Rambam is potter. Elamine, you tell me, what's the machma? Why? The simulation cave off, the machab with some sheet of first sheet is, that you machoy without a door. Elamine, you tell me, but if we have a second cycle, can we make a? Why? Because it only has the right, not the left. Machoy is come with some air. Elamite, you tell me how in the world can accept the Shita, the Machab, and some Reish Pei Vav, that Sosim that says you do need a door? I said, I'll bring them why, because Reish Pei Zayim is Sosim that says you need two doorposts. It says you stay in the Zuzois. So don't tell me they cannot understand, because he said, Moshe, if you the Machab, you pass him why you need a door of Hathila. You pass him only a door of Hathila, you pass him two doorposts. He said, therefore, he said, the loss of sex, like a Vada works out, and every time you have a door frame without a doorpost, the loss is a Vada, you do not have a purpose of Zuzo. That's what Masham says. Masham. The Paisel usually follows. Look at from his Manedo says, Roitri Machma, the Bira Locha brings it down, the Avriwa Lecha. One time that person is Roitri Machma, it's fine, we have a sex cycle, maybe we should do like a Lechatila, sex cycle in the mitzvah, but you can't be Makel. Now, those who want to be Machma, based upon this, even though there's usually you have a sex cycle, why? It's Roitri Machma. I just know personally, I had him at my shred house, I had one time by my ear. When I got engaged, Rosh Hashiva came to my house and told me to tell my shirt tomorrow that, you know, you have a mamash just had a case, you have a drupal on the right side, and therefore, the mask is sticking out before you drop from the zuzo. So I was married to my shirt. I think we went to Rav and then put one up. A couple years later, Rosh Hashiva came again to one of my sisters, said again tomorrow, we told my shirt. Finally, the third time it happened this way. Now, I wasn't sleeping, I had no idea, I asked my shirt to give it. Hashish because Mamash's case, is Mamash on the right side of the door, Mamash straight Masham. El Mayim, the Rosh Hashanah felt maybe should more than Masham. The reason for my share is better than that, because the case is in the hallway, it was not Dal Vadal in the Beis Shire. Not Dal Vadal, you have nothing here. Well, and the Beis Shire is only the Abani, it was sex taker, which you have to be connected there, with the case of the Beis Shire, the Abani. I still understand why the Chil of the Rosh Hashanah no problem, but the Rosh Hashanah felt tomorrow every time. But, so before, again, there's a call of Masham, again, maybe she machmas, how she machmas, but you have any serious liquidity maker, which in most cases, again, my house will have a similar shadow, not my house. But other people's house, a similar shadow, anytime you have a right side, anytime you have a right side left, you have no door usually. You're working in machmas, even though the kid is Masham, doesn't make it. the numerous times, less than Allah Dalit, or it's a Beis Shai, you always have to choose from a Bible of Hatsili Kani Mekel. Now, this, you say they do point out, when you have on the right side, and on the left side, you have to have anything or not. That's on the right. And that's the Maskeris. And that's the Rosh Hashanah. From anyway, before, yeah, the mice doesn't tell the room, that's before it's Havitikra. There's this door.
Yeah.
On the right?
Yeah.
The Maskeris? Yeah. So why is no visible? What? Mashiach is one option. Well, it's also called base magic. You have another tier. Another tier is only that it's Havitikra passes, not even the only one at the right side. Before, for the fun. And Lloyd has to know who the Machayev is, who has to put up. Even after it's managed, after the first spectator, no one's here, they have an hour for the... No one's here all day. Right, so it's locked. Before it is...
The
sleeper?
Right.
This is there?
Yeah.
Oh, the sleeper. Then we'll hear also. The curtain. I don't know. Nice, this room itself, why is it before? You think I'll talk to this room at all? And they didn't take it out. They sleep here. Okay.
Yeah.
Why is that? This room is a whole lot more.
There's
nothing on the side. There's nothing itself on the side. So you want to say, you want the side. Okay, you want to maybe this one too. We'll have to get the Rosh Hashanah. Pashas, if you go, not like as good down the entire Chaim with a Perkut, then there's no Rosh Hashanah over here.
Yeah,
we have Mashkut is Mashkut. Now, we didn't define Mashkut. We have to get one more aspect. Mashkut, what's the root? A lot of Mashkut is Mashkut. But also, if you also have the right, and also on the other side, you have to have something on the other side of the place to say the Arkham. Once you have nothing, it's not much porous, like Amin, and Amin goes out nowhere, then about that's nothing. You have to have something on the other side. Either you have a straight wall, go straight, without Rosh Hashanah, nothing. You have to have something on the other side. Fine. Now, the next figure, which is a very important figure, is the one called the Pitcha the Akarno, which was also called the Rosh Hashanah. Now, what Pitcha the Akarno really means, my point is, Rashi versus the Rosh. Rashi says it means the case of Karen Dovers, so Rashi basically has a case of Rosh Hashanah. So basically, what is the first Rosh Hashanah? First, very simple. Let's say you have a square box that turns in a little bit. That's not Rosh Hashanah. It turns a little bit and stops. For whatever reason it stops, it's very clear that it's certainly is a chayv in the middle of the cold air. That's just a draw pose. And if you have a mask on the top of your chayv for it, that's no sound to Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah is basically when you have three sides. One, two, three, and then stops. So basically, the head of the walls are in between. And the shallows, you have a doorpost there, you don't have a door. Next to the doorpost, you have Rosh Hashanah. You don't have a doorpost, basically you have three sides, and you don't have a fourth side. Now, there's a kasha from Mustadu, we'll get to it. But the Maisa is clear again, if it turns in a little bit on both sides, the Pasha, the Taladeh, the Chayat Mezuzah, with the Bracha. If it's not turning, that's the Rosh Hashanah. The shallows, what's the law of Rosh Hashanah? First, Macholik Shan the Gemara, the Rosh Maisa Pashan, Shan the Gemara, is that Yechayat, the Torah brings it down, and the Taz brings it down the way, and the Taz sounds like the Shulchan Aruch is not arguing. And the other passage where the Chayiv they passage, the law is the Rosh Hashanah Chayiv Mezuzah passes with the bracha. At Tzadah Shani, before the one time, the Rashi argues, the Rishon who argues in that sense for Shabbos Segiur, he had no Mayim Mokhtim in the school of Rosh Hashanah, and therefore, Kamal Mechad Nishan says, the Vada Rosh Hashanah Yachim Masri, he has to be Chayishish of Taz being to town. The Rosh Hashanah the Torah says, however, believe bracha, you cannot put up in the case of the bracha. Therefore, again, so since the fact that the Pasha of the Shulchan Aruch is that way, that Rosh Hashanah is not Machad, you is not put down in the Shulchan Aruch, and therefore it says, and those of course who argue, therefore the Likud Tzvam go with the Chaznish and Dain Weiss, they pass away Rosh Hashanah, you have a flip problem, you have to, you have Machayim, that the Rosh, have a several Rosh Hashanah, and therefore you can be Mekel. And therefore you will not, in fact, Rosh you'll be Mekel. Basically, any room that comes in the one and the two sides straight, and then doesn't fit in at all, the Lachim put up in the Zuzah, however without a Rosh. Now, just to discuss the same idea by a case of a master. By Rosh Hashanah, come along with Rosh Hashanah, the Chaddish, Rosh Hashanah has to get in the Mezuzah. The Chaddish, like us, we're Machu without a Bracha. What about the same thing by a master? We're saying Machu is a Machu. Is a root should get in a master? Why? The same thing. Just like we're saying Rosh Hashanah, the walls could be in the Mezuzah, maybe the Tikra, the root, could be also a master. So those will come along, Taino will know the whole Tari Rosh, the Daka by Ketchup of Iksol, and we all see it by Sikro, and they pass him. If you do not have a Mashka Pinyan, a Mashu, potter totally, no Shiloh. Chadnish passes in this way, and Avos will pass in this way, and Moshe Pansi passes in this way. You need a Tikkun Mashu, believe that, school is nothing. Ashana Shani, does one Taino? No, once we have the Rosh. The Maestri Rosh says, just like the Rosh Iksol, could be the Maestri case of could be a case of a Mashkai, or then the Tikkun could also be a Mashkai. The dying, who says it? So come along a dying wife, and the Chazan Sador, a Bloy, and the Rav Yosef, and the Sof, and the Kuntran Mezuzah, and the Kuntran Mezuzah, the Torah Mitzvah, they all want Taino. Now, the Iker, the Pashas is how they think, and all these people I mentioned, are really only saying one Yisrael. That's when the front of it is, and when it ends. For example, it's like we're saying when there are three walls, and that's when it ends over there, then you have Rosh Hashanah, and it keeps going straight, that's not Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah has to be when it ends. The head of the walls is the Mezuzah. Sending by the mask, sometimes, for example, you walk into this building, let's say this is the outside, you walk in, and the ceiling going straight off, you walk in, that's not a mask. No, because the light touch the front, but the front ends over there, that's very clear. Now, the tikkun will be a case of Rosh Hashanah, the gear to the mask, and therefore, it will be high in the zozo. My, so what's Allah, because they're dying white, they're out of bracha. My, like, is what Allah is to me by the side, swing my top, and they want to know without a bracha. Now, just to be fair, there's a third sheet of... Yeah. They want to have that Pesham and Rosh. Now, Lachua, let's say if you have Mamash, you have two doorposts in the middle of the house. It goes straight to the roof, straight to your ceiling is straight all the way through. And it's not the front of the ceiling, it's the middle of the ceiling. It's the middle of the ceiling, also the occasion of Rosh Hashanah. Now, the passage is no, and that's come on all the songs, except the Ogre Balas comes over, you want to time off. That we have a sugya by Sukkot and other places, the time that even the Emsa HaTikro will also be a gather of a mashkei. And what time is when Chazal say mashkei, he has listed Rishon that says mashkei means ceiling. Mashkei does not mean the extra lintel, extra feet hanging down. He has listed Rishon that wants a time that a mashkei from a maisa means any ceiling. And therefore, even if you're in the middle of the ceiling, you have two doorposts going up and you got a ceiling there, that maisa wants time to be according to Mezuzah, that a rock according to Mezuzah. And the maisa, he's the first one to say, this real man walks in the Sukkot. He says he has 11 Chaim, that Chaim says, Mechaznish of Sukkot. Sorry, he has 11 Chaim, that Sukkot is saying Sukkot will be here. And therefore, one time, once I Sukkot the place to the Master, he'll also have to be Master. Master, the Swarm, Sully, that goes away, the first one to say it. And it really better comes out. First of all, Moshe, and Mechaznish, so. Yeah, so Mechaznish, better when he writes, he says it's coming to the Mogavram. Mogavram make him on Sukkot. Maestro, Aloha, clear, Maestro. First of all, that those walls, we don't need, you need a lintel or mashu, that's the Mamosh, the Chazan, the Shatalas. Second, that all the Shomo going, even when we mask, we only have to be mako on when you have the front of the, like this case, it's very clear that if it goes straight to the ceiling, it's very clear that you have a roof, that you have a tickle over here that's starting right now. But Emsa, you have a tickle, who won't people call you? At least now I have Shatim, I have a building next door to me, the Mamosh has a doorpost on two sides, and Mamosh is over in the lobby. And there's chilling straight all the way through, going mamash in between. They have mezuzah there. I couldn't figure out why. I now know why, because they're neighbors. I tell them two buildings over, and I told them before a flash went up mezuzah. Even though there's mamash shilling going all the way through, I have no idea. Now my wife, because he has my house, the kind of that tikkur, and he quotes them those against him. He says, no, tikkur means, maskus means tikkur. Tikkur maskus is interchangeable. Fine. So it goes all the way through. You mamash in this room, you have a beam and a beam, go straight to the ceiling, you'll put up the mezuzah right over here.
Yeah.
Alright, so?
Yeah,
that was just case. If you would have this thing going straight up, and you have, let's find people how they take it out. Fine, but let's say you had a beam over here, a beam over there, and Mama, you're still in
here.
What?
No,
that's not what. No, they got this case. My building is still. They just had it. The Mama, it wasn't a whole lot. Well, it wasn't. Come to next time. Oh, come building number 30. You'll see very clear that too. Not really. It's just the way how they set up. You have to get to the lobby and they go down steps and then roof and then they turn in. It's a strange setup. So, like, a lot of things in the other strange. So, it's just set up that rushing stone, rushing stone one over here, the beam over here, it's strange. And have Mizzou there, and never do one. Yeah, Mama, so you had it, let's say it's not how they took it over here, and you have Mama Shemino, you have
the
The case got on both sides, no. So he himself, Solomon himself, and Zor, Maisa, if he had all the Tzirufim, for example, it's only the right, and all the Rosh Hashanah, all this, a body can be medical. Now he says, if you have Mamish two beams, and he says, Tikri is Maska, the Tainu Hak. Yeah, it was wider. It was clear. No, the dome next door is clear. It's turned in. It wasn't one night because they mama shat. The setup just happened to be that.
Doorway
with a tikkun that's straight. So again, so Pashul comes out that, first of all, local Pashul, first of all, most of these cases anyway, you don't have a door. Anytime when you usually have this case of a safe ticker, you usually don't have a door. If you don't have a door, there's something though, you better have a Shama Shrek ticker. Fine, right through last one. But the Maitre, now that, even in the front Shema Kalik, you have a motion, even the front Shema Kalik, so again, like my building, I walk into the front of my building there too, there's no door there. And then before Pashul, the time for me, we do have a Maitre. A real masquerade solver. So the mic is on the door, two doors next to me don't have that old masquerade. So it's kind of fine, put up a mezuzah. But Mama should build the ceiling for a mezuzah, is Kumba, this neighbor of mine doesn't have it, is a base shower, has no door, and we can't move his place. Give him a mezuzah, fine. If you want to ask me, I won't send no way. That's my say, a problem with the place. And he said, yeah. Now. No. That's always a get of the bad to the side. Bad to the side. No, because it's fine. This is my building pointed out, I asked the Maestro, why not have a there's no door there, and it's only rushing from without a ticker. They point out where we have a little brick sticking out of the Maestro on the way down.
Wait,
why? After my front building, why is it sticking out of drop? Why is it when it rains, it shouldn't roll into the ceiling, it rains and drops down. That is times to get in the Maestro. Like I saw, the two buildings next door to me, they don't have that, and it rains, it rolls into the ceiling, and it's not affect the paint and the chipset. But they were my what? It's not a chazik tikkun. It's made to be a that's the question, not a chazik. It came to be a masquerade. Look at that. It's come to be a masquerade, a door post after it started raining. Maybe it is a chazik tikkun, and it's not a masquerade. Look at it. Any kind of that's not much of a masquerade, really. Shrek, it's not could be a door post. You would have asked me, yeah, I would have said before, it's like a chazik tikkun. He says, no, it's a masquerade. Fine, so again it comes out, Mitzad Rosh Hashanah, we have 2 years, one Rosh Hashanah is the Rosh Hashanah when it goes over here, and it doesn't turn it out also what's one Rosh Hashanah, and might again have to end, it goes straight, it doesn't count, that's clear. And but the ceiling also passes, as far as I've seen all around, that the ceiling, if it ends over there, that will be Machmer, and the place could take it up without a bracha. If it goes straight, passes, you have the Maschke, and again you always have a Tzif, and it does usually, therefore before you should not put up, you don't put up the Mezuzah. Not asking to get Rosh Hashanah, which is also very common, and our place in the other way, is that let's say you have we have the Rosh Hashanah, right over here, so and stop. The Maestro, what's inside over here, I think it's Zion, right? The barber. The Maestro is turning and going to another room, it's not coming to end. The way I was discussing, you have stop, three sides, and stop. It's not the wall of turning it around, the ending is not coming to use for something else. So those who are tiny, the Mikdash Ma'at was tiny, once it's turning to use for something else, whether it's to be a garden, to be somebody else's house, to be a barber, whatever it is, that's not Rosh Hashanah. That wall, the holy site is what Rosh Hashanah, that's the doorpost. It's not doorpost, that's part of Zion's barber. If the guy wasn't there, we'll knock it down like in one big wall. This is not me. What?
Yeah,
fine, there's a store there, right? But this whole thing is made for him. Wasn't made to be. See, if it was three sides, they want to have family rushes, what? It ends fine, but it's made for this. It's a doorpost, screw the doorpost. Here, what do we have for it? We have no interest in it, except there's a store there. So, my friend, no store, we'll make it further out. So, this is made what? For Zion, not made to be a doorpost. Yeah, so those who want Taino, those who want Paschal, because the door wants to, the boy wants to pass this way, and it turns, it goes in this way, and the Maestro is in a case not as Rosh Hashanah, won't be Chayv Mezuzah. Those who want to argue with Agrabah Lechon want to disagree, Paul Berkowitz wants to disagree. Maestro, but those who want Taino, the law is that, again, you always have a Shrek Shake, it's always a Mitzarek, but again, you have no door, and Rosh Hashanah is Machlaikis. And this case may be in the Mitzarek, you can come to Rosh before you also want to look at Mezuzah.
Any
Rosh
inside a house, because a lot of them there,
yes, so the same come to any single place in anyone's house. A lot of the Rosh Hashanah, not all of them. I gotta have one Rosh Hashanah is one Rosh Hashanah isn't. One of them you walk in. I have moments like this, and turns into the hallway. So my kids are on the side. I have this on the side, of course, Rosh Hashanah. But I have no mask coming to me, coming to the film, and I have mask.
Then you're
next to
the neighbor.
No, my kids' room is over there.
And what's the other side? Yeah?
This is the kids' room, and this is a hallway to go down.
Later, but use the hallway.
Yeah, but no, the question is, I have one over here.
What's on that side? A kitchen or something?
Yeah, another bedroom.
So
the whole
area. Also
yeah, but all right, so therefore, since I know that, so these, so, yeah, part of the thing is that these Rosh Hashanah, according to this Mahalach, the Rosh Hashanah psalm has to be something that's used, that's either standing by itself, it's nothing, using for something else, one other kind of Rosh Hashanah psalm. But in this room, or any time you have anything else, last time you have a case like this, really the room for something else, so we'll not have a gather. The those one discreet, I'll go balacho. Again, as a local, once you have this Masham, you say, once you have a door, you have a second to and what you always have to do with other two, in my case, I don't have a masculine point to me, and I'm going to tell them, but I also left them down the dial, where they are. Those are the numerous two things to work out with before, that's why numerous times we make, but we do not count rooms as Rosh solemn. But either those are tiny, even the Rosh is a state, the Rabbi says, it's nothing, it's meaningless. Well, he has this reserve house of body. What would he have? Now, just the kasha that I made to, which is also Nachmila Lofa, is that over here we're saying very clearly that Rosh Hashanah was Rosh Hashanah, he turns into three, when I end, tells the Rosh, of course, you would put Mazur without a bracha. It's rather shady, we had a Lofa, it's continuation of Evolve and Sif, Evolve, I think. A case of a Sadra. Sadra is that basically you have a caboose outside, it turns even a little bit inside, it might seem to have a tikkur, so it's nothing, not a door post possible Mazur. Of course, there's a Lofa. One Lofa is saying you have three. One year look at three, and only three, three more, he turns a little bit on the side of the table, the world. Still, maybe a partial, obvious cash, and even more sure, but only on the page after the cash. And no, and then, well, it's not tickle, therefore, the takeaway is not tickle, it's left three. It's three, right? It's supposed to be Chaim Mitzat Terisha, boy. No. There, it's a room, and the Pachim are turning in, it's possible to the Pachim of the Chazak Tikro. The takeaway of the Pachim. Might see you still have three. You still have the Rosh. The Rosh is solemn. And no, that instead of there, by three is Potter. And even if it has it, some is Potter of Chazak Tikro. Fine. Let me three. Let me Rosh is solemn. Obama Kasha. And even more than tell them, no, the Shulchan Aruch has his Kasha. Now, the girl I've heard to do is Kasha. The Prisha discussed it. Probably why the entire Shaftan also discussed it. The Prisha really has, he himself has two mouths. One is from himself, one is from his son. Is the Prisha wants to answer the case of Rosh is solemn is before he's not going to have doors upon it. No doors, one time Rosh doesn't apply. The case of Chassad is no doors. That means there's whole time Chum over here, Rosh Hashanah, according to Rosh Hashanah, the preacher's Mahalach, which a lot of us don't argue, one time that's got doors. And the whole Chum of Rosh Hashanah won't apply, none of doors. That means we're saying, after Masham of Shrek without doors being Makel, tell the preacher without Shrek, there's no Rosh over here without doors. Fine, there's always nothing to you, you always have to know, one of Pat can tell someone, you have to put doors, before it's not that door. The whole preacher's in the whole Chum is not going to have doors. What down the Miskeres and Shulchan, it's one Malach, the second Malach how the priest's son went with, and the Masham goes this way, depends on what you made it for. Did you make it to be a doorway, not make it to be a doorway, by a Chassadra, it's clearly not coming to make it a doorway. Here the Maestro Rosh Hashanah, is he coming to make it a doorway? We should go this far, that's why the story is, when you turn to the left and make it a Tzion, not coming to make it a doorway, that's another reason to pass to yourself. That means according to the priest, there's no Mokhoi Echiv over here, there's no door. According to the son of the priest, according to Masham, when he turns to the left, the whole entire place is why? So in this case, it depends what you made it for. You made it to be a doorpost. When it ends, it's made to be a doorpost. When it's not made to be a doorpost, it's possible. So what if it's not made to be a doorpost? So what if it's possible? A third story is how is the Yakitano, which was the first dog goes with the employee. They want to really depend on inside the house or the outside. It depends what you're coming to, what's his function. If it's coming to be a mokum zero, or the coming to be some, the case of Chassad is not kaboosh outside, not mokum zero, he needed to have mamish a sewer of a doorway. Mashengin is it's a mokum zero where you live in, but etzel is a mokum zero, so you don't need the door frame to make it into a mokum zero, nick is a zero, this is mokum for it. Now the Masham quotes Malach, and there's no way, he is right against it, but that's my three at times Malach. The fourth Malach, initially, is very simple, it's not me to steer, it's not like this. But this is the Rosh Lishtal, so you go to the Rosh over there. The economic quote, the Rosh, you don't need a Mashu, quote all the Rishonim, you do need a Mashu. Those are four ways just to add the Kasha, and another couple ways. No, the Machabah Zinyan Rosh Hashem over there, okay. Habdos, and Torah, and Chazal, very good. Lishtal, she wants to die, though. So, Maitre, there are Nachmias between all these Malachim, different from the different ways. Some are Chosh for all, Pashu, they call it Psach, because you can, don't Chosh for anything. You only have sex, like one sex, like this. But Maestro Masham goes to Ikka Malach, depends what it's made for. The Skash Shulchan that goes to Ikka is at that place. Pointing to the place from a difference from a Machmer, again, really depends upon what Mahalachi is dealing with. This is a marshal, if you want, where I sit in the base medrash, before over there. it's mamish, it's called the chazik tikkun, but turns them a little bit. The mechayev bezuzah not. The reason why there's no dual mice in that case, it's before it's not up. It's also like a base medrash before no chiv upon base medrash. So mokad dira lav dafka. It's not made from mezuzah. You won't have either the malach of preacher's son, one of my shamas malach. If you would ask me to put up mezuzah where I sit, the last one said maybe I have stories to it. Now I think about the Qur'an, it's very sure why in the world to put up mezuzah there. You have like five reasons to pat yourself in that case. And the mechayev is, I don't know if it really is any. Why not? The base medrash, that one, base medrash. The Qur'an of Alma. No, what? No, not about medrash. No, the starting point is base medrash, no chayev. That's the starting point. It's a chumrah. Now on the chumrah. No, how do you do for them? Now the question is, no door, right? So, fine. Second, the mice made a chazik tikkun. They knocked down more if they could. They didn't. The mice, they had the porch going out. They knocked away the doors. They left it up. There was some. There was one coming to make it to the doorway. But it wasn't made that way. So therefore, according to the Masham, according to the priest, according to the Akhtan, is mocking to live in. I'm not sure what the base magic is mocking to live in. Not mocking to live in. It's mocking to base magic. I don't know. Fine. So again, just Mitzad, Rosh HaKoshel comes out, it's very simple, Maisel, when it comes out to be three, the Maisel will put it without a bracha. When it turns to left, the last person will turn, if we use it to something else, the last person will tell you your pocket, no sacrifice to it, and you always have a tear for that, you always have a spectacle to make it. And also, Mitzad, the Rosh Shabbat, the same thing, again, if it's mamash the front like this, you will put it, otherwise, put it, and so, not the Mekuyi, the Maisel put off, but if you, no room for it, the worst reason to pass you. Next thing is the Pesach Shemai. Now the Gemara Pesach Shemai, the Gemara has Machlokes, in the Gemara itself what it means, the Machlokes says what the Gemara itself means. Now when the Olam when it says Pesach Shemai, the Olam says over how the Rosh says it, what the Habakkuk brings down. Pesach Shemai means something that's not even. Now the best section, look at the picture books, so basically whenever you have a house which had a wall there, when they knock down the wall to make a doorway, before they put the door, very clear, the bricks are one in, one out, one in, one out, one in, one out, that's how it is. They have to build it. When they knock it down, they leave it that way until they cut out and smooth it out. That's a classic example of Pesach Shemai. That means when you knock down the wall, before you put up a door, rather one person who knocked down the wall, then the Medina stopped them from doing anything, from constructing, had that way for a whole 5 years, go like that, then fine. So in that case, Mamas Pesach Shemai. The Maestro, tell what the law in that case is. So, come along the Rosh, from exam, the Tav says, Pesach Shemai in that case, Maestro's potter, come to why it's not true, it's either fraud, it's a minister, or it's not getting to a professor. And this reason, therefore, me a potter from a mezuzah. And this guy, my neighbor, in the Kabbalah, it's not me before, it's potter, it's a minister, just he took him about a year to get a permit to knock it down. Well, also not made to be a tzuras professor, but might have been potter from mezuzah. Atzal Hasheni, for those who disagree, one says Makhoj Yishoni, even though it's Rosh Hashad, Pitzke Shemai, the one I know others disagree upon this. Therefore, they tend to put up the mezuzah out of bracha. And therefore, the ligas for our Makhoj is exactly, do you have to put up the mezuzah at all without a bracha, or not put up the mezuzah at all by Pitzke Shemai, they shall have to take this chumro of the other Yishonim. But however, they do point out, but let's say it's not even made the shame noise, if those one time it's made the shame noise, might have to run a court, it's not even listed, and then one time then it will be Makhoj for mezuzah. Now, really, they discuss a place based upon the story of Oim Illinois. There's a lot of times you come to the front of a house and there's something called in Hebrew Geder Chai, a gate made out of trees or branches or brushes, a Geder Chai. Now, in Israel, I barely really see it, but in a fancy place in America, you see all the time they make brushes, they trim it, and they make it Geder Chai, a live, breathing gate. So, what's the case, what's the law of that case? So, he has mamas like five different stories back and forth. What's the halacha? First he starts off, usually there's no door, no bracha anyway, so I'm not discussing with the bracha. Then he goes on getting about this Pesach Shemai or not. First of all, he says, three paths of Pesach Shemai, what's the halacha? Chayiv v'potter, what's one shaila? Second, he gets involved with the Yisrael of Pesach Shemai, is Yisrael of the Oyvim Lister, and that's just a Pesach. If Oyvim Lister, you can leave it that way. Unless he says, when you prune it, that's Pashtun Oyvim Lister. However, if Yisrael is to be true as a Pesach, it's made to be true as a Pesach. No, so it depends also when it grows. It depends how often it comes, when it is. Oh, then again, well, let's say in Latham they have like metal inside to hold it back, so it shouldn't go into people. Depends how fancy the place is. So you get involved with different svaras, and once they maybe also know, maybe they know you're not necessarily get a Pesach Shemai, and you get involved with usually Ogle on top, to get involved with the people, the next sugar, the Rambam, and Rashi. Then one time maybe it's, you need, the Mishnah Shittu recorded that the doorway and door posts would be different materials, it's the same material, because they have a push going around and then a tree around it. So it gets involved also maybe what together Chadak Tikku, a Simon, CB, it's not much smaller after smaller. He ends up, Echshir, Maishan, Akmek, Abrochen, Eri, Mitzah, there's no door. So fine, you want to put up, you should put up the showers, the shake, it's over there, so put up with them, Abrochen anyway. That's the Maskoda. Maishan, that's the dying wife. I'll tell her Shane in the Maishan, Chan Pinyaski, he had a Tshuva, Lekit, Hilchot, Mezuzah, and they asked him, the real fact, Tikku, Shemai. I mean, that's what he said, that's what it is. Now, the Chura, what to do about Tikku, Shemai? It's not like this. The way I was, and this could also answer back, they say, my says, no, sir, it's a Pesach only the same night, which will really depend on how it's built, and also depends upon the Machlekes, we mentioned last time, the same night as I get it to the Pesach or not. I'll go by the Rav Lois the Sultan, other ones saying no. They go to the Shittah, say that they hold that that anything the same night is not no get it to the Pesach. Other one disagree. My says, what to do? Again, so some say, again, so Chaim answered Pesach Shemai, which is Machlekes. Rav was there, and this is said no, and then the wife says, yeah, without a bracha. Those are your options. And again, the new Mishnah has to work out with. Now that's Tzitzkei Shemai. The last halacha in Shabbos is the case of a kippah. Of a kippah, basically, the yarmulke called kippah is a dome. Most of us are shaped as a dome. Some are flat, but usually it's a dome. Now, the Gemara brings down a machlokes between the man and the chomim. Now, the Mashkon al halacha is clear that if it's not 10x4, at least below our level, we don't pop the chomim lahashmon. Chomim lahashmon, not chomim lahashmon, in chomim lahashmon. So that will leave on the side. That we possibly in Chalik Lashman. The only question is, now we have this get of 10x4. What is Pshat Megamara, and what's and Nachmin between the Pshat Megamara? That's the Ikka, there are two main Mahalchim, and the other Rishonim also, the Achreshish was sometimes. Really, the way how the Pesach comes down is Rashi and is the Rambam. The other one was a sugya of, by case of the Kifa, the way Rashi understands it, is that even if it's a dome, so if it's 10 Tfachim, and even if it's not curving on the bottom, but until it hits 4, the Maisa is still 10 high, has space, the width of 4 is still 10 high, Maisa didn't play for it. I mean, even on the bottom it starts curving. Curving right away. But Maisa, it got, and it was still, when it got 10 thoughts, and there's still a width of 4 in between, Kondurashi Chayim. Well, if it's only 10 by 4, we don't care where it's not curving Chayim. However, if it's less than that, it's not curving lower down, so there actually will be a problem, and it would be less than 4 thoughts wide, and it actually tells you why it's not the Sirius HaPetah. Not Sirius HaPetah. That's Rashi. The Rambam of the Hashem, he goes not the way. The Rambam stands is it cannot curve when it's less than 10 tefachim high. It's not start curving. Why? Because the way our Hebrew stands, the way the Machaber brings down, it makes your aim like Mashka. If it starts curving less than 10, it keeps curving. So where's the Mashka? Where's the doorpost? Where the Taz explains Pshat the Machaber, I have Maestro, what do you mean? You have a doorpost, you have a Mashka. We don't know where. It's curving the whole way. Less than 10. If it's more than 10, it's not curving. We'll see. One straight 10 doorpost. Coming afterwards, what's that? That's Mashrei, very simple. 10. Perfect. According to her, that's how the Rambam holds. The Chassan is inside the Mashkub Shibboleth. There is no Mashkub. The Rashi stand, nothing to do with the Mashkub. The Chassan is what? That's coming in the bomb. There's a Chassan in the Tzuris of Pesach. The Chassan, the Chassan in the Pesach itself. There's no Shein Pesach over there. It has to be 10x4. Anything less than 10x4 is not a Pesach. Now, a case where... So let's, different cases. Let's say in the case that you have 10 tefachim straight, it starts curving afterwards. Pashas Rav Adi Yochai Hapan Mezuzo. And certainly if you have, it starts curving, usually whenever they do they have curving, on top is Mamash flat. That's only Mechoy Mezuzo. Why? To take away the curving. You have flat on top. Usually again, when you have a dome, the thing on top is not dome, it's flat on top. So if you say, Dala is a dome from here, you're left with anyway a straight Mashkrei. That is called Eitei Chai. You have a dome. So, now, usually a dome, most of them are not just domes, they go up, and then flat on top. I think it goes all the way top to 5 flights. But yeah, 10 flights on top, the top of the building is... Usually it's 10 where you are, but let's say top of the other room, top of the room, it's flat on top. Flat, therefore, so the mice, if you have 10x4 and it has a dome, it should be high, anyway, it's very rashy, it's very number. It's not coming after 10. But it's only if you have a flat on top. Now, however, let's say it starts curving right away, and we have 10, so according to Rashi, according to Ramzi Potter, come on the Paisim. What you do says, Paisim, you should put up without a brothel, without Rashi, without Ramzi Potter. Therefore, you should put up without a brothel. However, the let's say, right, those are the basic cases. Now, it's very hard to discuss other cases in general. The case of Kippur and Stama and Mezuzah in general, sometimes it's hard to understand it without pictures. Just maybe it'd be a mile of the Olam is to, there are two picture books that I think are pretty helpful. And we don't have yet the Ezbahadr and we did even get there at all looking at Sukkah and other areas. There's a Shem that comes to Mezuzah also. The nice example is to help us on the Sugya. When we're doing the Sugya on the page, the same Mezuzah by Sefer, if you draw it, it's very nice in the back. And we want to, a stern called Nikolai, the back, I think in 100 pages of full, glossy, colored pictures that I think are very helpful to explain the look of the Mezuzah. It's not as good as maybe to see, and maybe the Olam will spend a little more time than I have to say on either, which is getting very good, very good. At least 10 guys ready to speak from Zaman and Nechemya, but also maybe she require more of the luck of the Zuzah. So one other aspect is to get to keep it, is exactly where to put the Zuzah. Nice, the Taz we are, I assume, like we saw, the Taz says we're willing to get to Mishpei Tes, you put it on the, where curved, on the doorpost itself, Taz says you put it on the curving area, other places would argue, they really have to get back to Mishpei Tes to exactly what they said in the Machlokes is. Fine, basically, next time is Mishpei Tes, it's 15 different, but Maisa, be easy, quick, as Julian on the gate, also lost the Maisa. We want to get ahead of it, same title, ahead of it, and this is it. And we're excited to know what the basic idea is.